The federal government has acknowledged that its own aged care accreditation system failed to protect residents at a state-run nursing home in Adelaide. The Oakden Mental Health Facility will close amid allegations of widespread mistreatment of its residents. And the federal aged care minister, Ken Wyatt, has now launched an independent review into the accreditation process. In Adelaide, Caroline Winter reports.
In response to damning allegations of abuse and neglect at the state-run Oakden Mental Health Facility in Adelaide, the federal government has launched an independent review into the agencies which oversee aged care centres.
I do not ever want to see an older Australian in residential or aged care facilities experience what I've seen reported in the Oakden report. And I just want to make sure that we protect the people who help build this nation.
That's the Federal Aged Care Minister, Ken Wyatt, speaking on ABC Adelaide. He says the Health Department and the Australian Aged Care Quality Agency, which issues Commonwealth accreditation to facilities across the country, had been working with Oakden to improve its poor service standards. But something went very wrong.
We have a set of standards that we apply in assessing all aged care providers. Now, in that process, somewhere along the line, something went wrong with Oakden. And what I've asked for is a review of our processes in respect to our quality aged care agency, Department of Health, and certainly our Complaints Commission processes so that I can refine them.
Mr. Wyatt says he has confidence that on the whole, surveyors do their job with due diligence, but that this was a failure.
Part of our issue is that assessors will work with a process, will make judgments, and then at times may not apply that to the rigour that is required.
Sorry, if they're not applying with the rigour required, they're not doing their job.
Well, that might be the case, and that's what I want to look at. I want to make sure.
So it's possible that your agency charged with policing aged care homes such as Oakden has failed.
In this instance, it has.
The investigation by South Australia's chief psychiatrist exposed patient neglect and a culture of cover-up by staff at Oakden. The home had its accreditation continually renewed, despite abuse allegations dating back more than a decade. The review will examine why the Commonwealth's aged care regulatory processes didn't identify the systemic and long-standing failures of care at Oakden over that time. It will also consider the federal government's aged care accreditation, monitoring, review, investigation, complaints and compliance processes. The review has been welcomed by those in the sector. But aged care expert Dr. Marie Burnoff, Associate Professor at Charles Sturt University, has questions.
There's no guidelines for anyone who would like to make a submission. There's no invitation to the public to make a submission. It would seem from what's in the document that was released today that the various authorities related to aged care will be asked to contribute to the inquiry rather than those with the lived experience of aged care, both as living in an aged care facility, families, researchers and clinicians who work there.
What's your concern if those voices aren't heard?
Well, we'll just get the same rhetoric. There'll be the same voices saying the same things and pushing their agenda rather than the people who really know what's going on and who have been silenced to now, but who really need to have a voice, be listened to, be believed, and their comments to be acted on.
Dr. Burnoff has been working and researching in the aged care sector for 30 years, but worries that, as in the past, the current spotlight on the Oakden scandal will dull as time passes.
What we need is for this ongoing concern, rather than the peaks and troughs of interest that currently occur. What I want to see is real change so that anyone living in an aged care facility can be assured that they're receiving the best care and that they will have quality of life until their death.
The independent review will report by the end of August.
Caroline Winter reporting.